5 electric buses will be joining the Roadrunner Transit fleet, following a vote by the Las Cruces City Council. The 35-foot vehicles, expected to be delivered in November of 2022, will replace 5 2004 diesel buses currently in operation. The council elected to award a contract to BYD Coach and Bus, one of 4 contract proposals for electric buses received by the city. City Purchasing Program senior buyer Jose Cardona says the agreement will last through December 30th, 2026.
The contract will be for a 5-year term. The total contract amount is not to exceed $4,145,774, including gross receipt taxes, and we will be funded with FTA funds at 81%. The contract is for the purchase of 5 battery electric buses with an option to purchase 7 additional buses, battery electric buses, during the term of the contract.
Las Cruces is not the first New Mexico city to contract with BYD Coach and Bus. In 2017, the city of Albuquerque entered into an agreement with a company to provide 60-foot electric buses. According to the Albuquerque Journal, the city uncovered alleged safety and battery problems, which included claims of a defective braking system. After filing a lawsuit, the city of Albuquerque ultimately ended up settling with BYD. While the Albuquerque contract did not come up during the council meeting, City Transit Administrator Mike Bartholomew did review future training measures.
There is training involved in learning how to drive these buses so they're operated most efficiently. There's training, lots of training for the maintenance, transit maintenance staff in there. And it also includes training for first responders because these are electric vehicles. So there's training that they do for the first responders on how to, you know, if there was an electric vehicle involved in an accident, how to deal with it.
Councillor Joanna Bencomo says that while an investment in sustainable infrastructure is needed, the shortage of bus drivers also needs to be addressed.
I mean, I do have some concerns about the current lack of drivers, of bus drivers. We have low staffing for bus drivers. And additionally, I'm very concerned about how much we pay bus drivers. And so, you know, along with this conversation, I think we have to have a much bigger conversation about just the transportation department as a whole, and that we're not just investing in the infrastructure, but also our people.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, a bus driver in New Mexico makes between $25,980 and $35,230 on average annually. City Transit Administrator Mike Bartholomew says that increasing the hourly wages of bus drivers is something the city is working to address.
As far as the wages for the drivers, we recognize that's a problem. It's actually a problem nationwide. Transit systems around the country, school districts are facing problems getting drivers right now and offering competitive wages. But we are working with our city's HR department to address some of the driver wages. And so we hope to have some better news soon about that. As they do the analysis of the job, there is a market for a higher pay for drivers that have commercial driver's licenses.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.